God's Amazing Love, December 13. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. If you will become a learner in the school of Christ, submit your will to him, and come under his discipline, you will be able to walk in his ways, and by living in constant connection with Jesus, you will be a channel of light to others. You and I need to feel our entire dependence upon God, for his grace and his guidance. God wants you to come into sympathy and harmony with his plans. Submission to the authority of Christ, which forms an essential qualification in his disciples, is not only opposed to the pride which feels hurt when advised and counseled, but those who have it will choose to be subject one to another. Fatal deceptions are upon souls. They have a settled confidence. They think they are Christians simply because they assent to the truth, and so completely does this delusion enclose and encase the heart, that the arrows of the Lord do not find access to it, and the deep, searching truths, which clearly portray this very delusion, are listened to without effect, with not a thought of their application to themselves. Oh! Seek preparation of heart at the throne of grace, that when you feel your incompetence, you may have clear views of the power and dignity of Christ, and can grasp the promises by faith, and can have a living connection with God. God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, what love! What amazing love! And yet how few appreciate it! How few are partakers of the divine nature! Having undertaken the amazing work of redemption, he resolved that he would not give up the plan, but that he would spare nothing, however costly, withhold nothing, however dear, which was essential to the consummation of his design of bestowing on man gift upon gift, until he had opened to him all the treasures of heaven. The saving grace of God upon us, the increased conception of his greatness, justice, mercy, and love, will not fill our hearts to no purpose. This knowledge of God, which Jesus came from heaven to impart, must not be trifled with. The love of God cannot remain in our possession unless it is expressed. To David H. Lamson, a conference evangelist and administrator,